The time has come. We've been teasing it. We've been talking about it all morning, and I cannot wait for what's about to happen here, Fergie, because we tried to do the sneaky and play a little prank on our good mate here, Tom Rockcliffe.
Yeah, we did, and we enlisted a bit of help to try and get it over the line, and look, the big fella saw straight through it, but it took him a little bit of time, and we got what we wanted out of it quite early on. But so I'll tell you what, Adelaide Tools were busy this week because he's been throwing knives, he's been driving screws into people,
big time.
Whacking people with hammers, you name it, he's been into them.
100%. So what we did was, because Rocky's come in here, all guns are blazing, obviously signed here at Triple M late last year, massive contract, and basically, in that contract, it must just say, clip everyone.
Yes.
From on-air, off-air, promotions. Yeah. The poor lady in reception, he walks straight in. He fobs her off like
didn't
a dirty
Didn't say hello.
No. Doesn't say at all.
He's got a license.
Yeah, I know. She goes
everywhere.
She goes, g'day, Tom, how you going? He's like, you're a bee with an itch. Like it is. Anyway, so we've rung the lovely Michelle in Triple M Perth.
Yes.
To try and act like HR, okay? Try and act like HR and see if we can pull him into line. He finds out pretty early here, and you'll hear this in the audio here, Adelaide. He finds out pretty early that it's a prank, but he believes it's the rush hour, and then he believes that it's breakfast, and then he believes that it's Triple M footy. Yep. He has no idea it is the top rating Dead Cert Legends. Have a listen to this.
Hello.
Tom, it's Rachel here from Southern Cross Austereo's HR department in Sydney. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Just putting in a phone call because we've received a few complaints regarding some comments you've made on air about other staff at Triple M there.
Yeah?
I don't want to go into too many details, but there's language around fat shaming, binge drinking, underperformance and other demeaning comments towards the other staff. Do you see how sometimes what you're coming across at could be a little offensive?
I cop that, not the other way around.
So, yeah, what are your thoughts around how you do speak and conduct yourself towards them?
I'm not sure because I'm not across the comments, specific comments you're regarding
see.
Here. But they're quite personal, particularly about Chris Dittmar. Yeah, okay. He goes pretty aggressively at me.
Off-air-wise, do you think you have a good relationship with the people around the office, or what would you say about that?
Yeah, pretty good relationships, I'd say,
Okay, so, yeah, you get along with someone, say, from reception through to, you know, digital content. You don't have any troubles in that area?
Absolutely. I think I'm pretty much well-loved everywhere.
Loved? Okay, that's positive. I like that you're positive. Yeah. That's good. Career-wise, you've played football. Would you say you're someone who, are you a leader there or are you a soldier? How did you sort of play and what was your role when you were active?
Whatever was required from me. If I have to be a leader, I suppose at times I was, and sometimes if I have to be a soldier, I was more than happy to be a soldier.
Sure.
It's a shame someone like Roo doesn't just fall into that every now and then, just be a soldier, you know?
Do you feel like he's been quite strong in some of the scenarios that you've been through in the office?
Oh, well, I think he's been carried for a fair period of time. He probably still thinks he's a captain, but he's not. He's probably more a soldier nowadays.
Do you think talent-wise he's being carried sort of thing, but he's still acting as the front man?
Oh, there's no doubt he's been carried for a number of years in everything that he's done. I think he would think that he's been carrying Chris Dittmar for a few years. It's quite the opposite.
Do you think you come across as a leader when you're in the workspace there? How do you feel? Do you think maybe that's why you may be coming across a little heavy, so these things have come up?
No, absolutely not. I'm right at the bottom of the barrel, just cutting my teeth at the moment, trying to learn off everyone in the industry, and it's been really good. You know, I get to work with Brett Bigland, who I think is an outstanding talent.
Okay, and excuse me, who's that?
Yeah, well, everyone sort of asked that. Like, he does a bit of boundary riding or something like that. He's not very good at it, but he tries.
Now, just to hone in more, your weekends, I understand, is this the Dead Set Legends you're part of?
Oh, well, that's pretty loose to say I'm part of it. I sort of carry that show.
Sure. Okay, now, there's two names that I've got here that I just need to ask you about. Mark Thomas and Callum Ferguson, you work with them. Do you feel at all like they make the environment seem a little less professional, perhaps, than it should be there? I want to know if there's any outside sort of pressures or forces that are sort of coming in and coming into play with you.
No, I don't think so. I think Tomo's kicking goals at the moment. There's a few people that are a little bit nervous around the office that he might take their jobs because he's on four shows, believe it or not. His workload's through the roof and he's one of the brightest talents on Triple M.
Callum, is he the same or has he got a bit of an attitude? What's going on there?
No, he's very good talent. He sees things really well, has an opinion on most things, and he's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Look,
he's much better than Greg Blewett.
Look, I'm sure you've had some rocky weeks this year, but surely this must be the rockiest, Tom.
Not at all. But I knew very early on that it was a stitch-up, and I think I played it quite well.
Oh, a big thank you to Michelle in Perth. Yes. We're back live as well now, Adelaide. But, you had no idea it was us, though, Rocky?
No, I did, and I wish I did know it was you too, because I wouldn't have been complimentary at all.
Yeah, just one of the broadest young talents, they
Far better than Greg Blewett.
Yeah.